With me on Radio Jackie today, I am with Bez, who is a young father's practitioner, and Libby, who is Communications and Marketing Officer at St Michael's Fellowship. Now, ahead of Father's Day, you have launched your campaign, hashtag FatherFigures. So starting off, can you just tell us what St Michael's Fellowship is?
Yeah, of course. So St Michael's Fellowship is a charity based in South London. We're based in Streatham. And we have been helping vulnerable families for just over 120 years now. So we started working with young teenage mums. And over the years, we've kind of evolved our services and support to work with the whole family. So we work with dads, we work with mum, whether they're together or not. We work with the children just to make sure that the whole family can access the most support as possible. So yeah.
Now, you've launched a new campaign, hashtag Father Figures. Obviously, Father's Day is coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, of course. So our campaign this year, Father Figures, is all about celebrating the different men in our lives who kind of help raise us along the way. So whether that be our biological dads, whether it be a male role model, such as a teacher or somebody, could be a grandfather. It could be that you maybe haven't been raised by your dad, but you were raised by an uncle or anything like that. It's just a chance for us to celebrate all of the different father figures in our lives that can be really fundamental to us growing up and the people that we are. And we think at St. Michael's, it's really important that dads get a chance to be celebrated just as much as mums, because we know when given the right chance and the right support that dads can be an amazing part of a child's life and the family dynamic. So yeah.
Now, Bez, are you a father yourself?
I am, and I'm actually expecting another child as well. So younger than a 1-year-old at the same time.
Beautiful. So as a dad, what do you think the significance of this campaign is? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's important to celebrate dads and let them know that they're equally appreciated as mums. I remember mentioning to Libby when we discussed this that when you think of Mother's Day, it's almost like a universal symbol of Mother's Day that you see men walking down the streets with boxes of chocolates and flowers in their hands. But Father's Day doesn't seem to have the same appeal. Sometimes it seems to be an afterthought. And what do you get dad? And we just get him some socks and something like that. And it's a lot of dads don't feel they're appreciated in the same capacity, even though they provide equally as important a role. So hopefully this helps brings that to light.
And as you mentioned, Libby, a father doesn't necessarily have to be blood biological. What's the importance of having a father figure in a child's life, do you think?
Yeah, so I think every family looks different, right? So that we have this traditional idea of a nuclear family where also a heterosexual couple as well, mum, dad and kids. And we know that that isn't the reality for actually loads of people, whether it's the passing of a parent. I lost my dad when I was 14. Whether it's you are estranged from a parent, and we know that, you know, even if you've got still, you might have a brilliant relationship with your parents, but it's still really important to have these external figures in our lives that kind of guide you through different milestones that maybe you can go to for support, that you can go to for advice. And it's fundamental for children and young people to have someone to go to, and a father figure, just as there might be motherly figures in your life, is just as important, as Bez said, to having that kind of maternal figure and support as well. So yeah.
And Bez, what do you think the importance of having a father figure in a child's life is?
Yeah, it's just to echo what Libby said. It's, you know, there's no set format for how it should look, whether it's your dad, your uncle, your teacher, but you need to understand life from both perspectives, mother and father. There's certain elements that sometimes comes across better from a father, some from a mother, but you need to understand both sides to obviously be brought up in the best possible way, in my opinion.
And what do you think makes a good father figure? I guess there's not really one answer to that, but what would you say?
Consistency, making sure you're there. You know, you're not going to get things right all the time, you know, but just always being there, always showing up, always trying. I think that pays dividends in the long run.
Now, I've read in your press release, parenting is the biggest single factor affecting children's well-being and development. What is being done during this campaign to support parents so their children aren't negatively affected?
Yeah, so at St. Michael's, we have a range of different services to support dads specifically. So we have an outreach service where we work one-to-one with young fathers under the age of 24.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 24, and we also have groups with them. That's something that Bez and our other young parent practitioners, workers help and support with. And then we also have a Caring Dads program, which is a 17-week, quite intense program that works with dads of all ages to kind of explore their own, how they were maybe brought up and their own experiences of fatherhood and how it's then gone on to impact maybe how they've shown up as a dad. But I think Bez can probably speak a bit in terms of working one-to-one with young dads or supporting dads and the kind of support that we offer here at St. Michael's.
Yeah, Bez, do you want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we refer to it as our outreach service. So we work one-to-one with a dad. It's peer-to-peer support. And it's bespoke. A lot of services, they'll come in and they'll support a dad around a certain area. For example, if the dad is struggling with employment or education or any one or two things, however, the support we provide is across all areas. And if there's something we can't support with, we'll go out and enlist the support of other services, whether they need counselling or if it's something we can't do, we enlist support from other services. But it could be anything they come to us with, we'll be there, even if it's just to help them and walk them through a process. You know, if a certain person's going through, for example, social services and they have meetings with social workers, child in need, review meetings, we'll be there with them to support them, be their advocate, give them just peer-to-peer advice. Sometimes they just want to call you and say, listen, Bez, I'm going through this with my partner. We've had a blazing argument. What do you think I should do in this situation? Just they want a sanity check with someone they respect and just get guidance for life support. And they like the fact that there's no time scale to it. We don't say to young dads, listen, we're here to work with you for a 6-month period and then you're on your own. It's for as long as they need it within that time scale. And like I said, because it falls over all remits, we've worked with dads where we've, to give you an example, I work with young people and I've helped find them employment. I've helped give them relationship advice. I've outsourced counselling for them. Just a whole remit of things. I've attended professional meetings and told the social workers what they're doing well, areas I feel like they need to get additional support around. That, in a nutshell, is kind of what we do with a one-to-one work, even if it's just meeting up once a week or twice a week for a coffee to understand how they're getting on and just chew the fat about their problems and where we can kind of add support and the direction they want to go into, ways they can better spend with their children, the things they can do with them to be better parents. Yeah, that in a nutshell.
So it sounds like there's a really broad spectrum of things that you guys can help and cover. So you say that services are tailored to individual needs. How is St. Michael's Fellowship able to do this, tailor to people's individual needs?
I would say before, because Bez actually works with the parents, I'm the comms person, but I would say we're really good at listening to the person before making presumptions and before kind of putting our blueprint on a parent. From all of the young parents workers, from everything that I've observed and that I've listened to when young parents have come in, is it's that we meet them where they're at and we don't kind of impose our expectations on them. And I think quite often that's been their experiences mm-hmm. with other professionals, and we're here to do things a bit differently, I guess.
100%.
And have you seen parents come to you guys maybe struggling, and have you witnessed improvements?
Absolutely.
100%. I think one of our director, last year we celebrated 120 years of St. Michael's, and our director, Sue Pettigrew, has been a part of St. Michael's for 50 years. So she's got a huge legacy in terms of the work that we've been doing. And one of the things I asked her was, what has made you kind of enjoy this work so much? And she said, because time and time again, I've seen over the decades that it's, you know, people can change, and with the right support, a whole family and then a whole generation of, you know, of children and young people can, you know, experience a future that they maybe otherwise, if they hadn't have accessed the support that we were able to give them, would be able to go on and flourish. And like Bez said, start new jobs, find housing, create good, you know, communities and relationships with the people around them. So, yeah.
And what's it like to see this change and progress in people and to know that you're part of this quite personal journey?
It's amazing. I mean, there's no other way to put it into words. It's just so nice to see somebody that they came to you and they were at their rock bottom or close to and really struggling, and you've made a real impact in their life, you know, not only with the practical problems they have in just helping change the way they shape their mind and they think about things moving forward, because ultimately that's what it's all about, right? Helping change people's thought processes and the way they go about situations. Because once you've got somebody a job or you've helped them get into education, that's not the end of their problems. It's the way they kind of approach situations and how they think about things and the way they prioritize their families moving forward. It's just nice to see when you help somebody help shape their thought process in their life.
For people who are listening to this, who feel like they may be struggling and they do need support, how can they get in contact with you if they feel like they need to?
So they can either give us a call. Let me try and find our number. I don't have it right here, but we can add that in somewhere else. Or you can drop us an email at admin@stmichaelsfellowship.org.uk. And people can either meet with some of our practitioners. We've got a super friendly office here. It's very family friendly. There's toys everywhere, so people often drop in. We've also got a food cupboard for specifically for people and families that we work with, but families are always welcome here to come and have a chat. Like Bez said, whether it's to meet out in the community, there is a referral process for certain parts of our service, but just to get in touch and we can kind of, like Bez said, meet you where you're at. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Bez, what would you say to parents who are listening who may need help but are a little bit anxious or worried to reach out for support?
Don't be, reach out. You know, there's nothing to be anxious or worried about. I mean, we're here to assist you. It's confidential. It's not like, it's not something you're being forced into. It's not being counted against you in any way. It's between us and you. We're here to help you better yourself. We're not here to hinder any process you're currently in. It's not going to impact you negatively. Coming to us for support.
And the final question, obviously, you've got the hashtag Father Figures campaign. Is this something people can get involved with? If so, how do they do that?
100%, yeah. So over the Father's Day week and the couple of weeks leading after that as well, we've got some brilliant other charities who we're shouting out and we've worked with before, to name a few: For Baby's Sake charity, Fatherhood Institute, the Baby Buddy app, where some of our dads feature on the app talking about whether it's co-parenting or just being a father and the joys of being a father. People can give us a follow on our socials. You can find everything on our website, which is stmichaelsfellowship.org.uk, and you can share your own different father figures. I think everybody in one way or another can contribute and can participate and share their own stories. And if people would like to donate, because it's through our big campaigns each year that we're able to continue to do the work that we do, specifically with this, our work with fathers, people can visit our website and donate at stmichaelsfellowship.org.uk/Father's Day 2024, and that'll also take you to our website. You can see all of the stuff that we get up to. So yeah.